love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Them offside, CJ Mosley, you gave them life, and he is in.
There's not a single team from the AFC or the NFC South that has a positive point differential in 14 weeks. Plus, we've got a new rookie on the top 10 players going up this week. So let's look at how that impacts the sports card market. Let's look at the top 10 players going up in value in football cards. Let's dig in. Number one, Jalen Hurts. If the Eagles were going to get challenged late this season, we figured it might have been against a divisional opponent. Well, it wasn't against the New York Giants this week, as the Eagles took care of business, beating their divisional foe 48-14. Jalen Hurts was fantastic once again in this contest, as he has been all season. He finished the game 21 for 31 passing with 217 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 INTs, along with 77 rushing yards on 7 carries for another touchdown. Hurts had 4 big-time throws and 0 turnover-worthy plays on the day, continuing his MVP campaign. Got to shout out Miles Sanders for his massive day on the ground rushing. Check out this 2020 Panini Chronicles Prism Black Green Parallel, numbered out of 49, PSA 9 for $450, buy it now. Or what about this Cracked Ice Rookie Ticket Auto, numbered out of 22, PSA 9, closing for almost $5,000 in auction late last night. I got down to page 3 of 60 results per page to get to the late last night's listing sold for Jalen Hurts. That tells you there's already a several hundred sold transactions today, including this Optic Elite Gold that sold for several hundred dollars. If I look at his graded card market, it's holding very strong. It's actually starting to go up at a more significant rate, especially on his base graded cards here, like a 42% increase on that base Prism PSA 10, new trend of almost $200. That is interesting to see. Plus, that mosaic slowly continues to creep up. The base Donruss, the base Optic, now up to a trend of 150, up 25%. If I look at our 2020 base Prism PSA 10 QB comparison study that we've been doing all season long, you can see that purple line there is Jalen Hurts. And he's starting to creep up right above Justin Herbert, although Justin Herbert redeemed himself last night against the Dolphins. We'll talk about him in just a minute, see if he made the top 10 list, but did redeem himself today after that win last night. And you can see Jalen Hurts, their latest transaction today, 150. The Burrow, though, holding very strong at 185. He's that green line who's taken the new lead there ahead of Tua, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert. Hey guys, now real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. If you want to unlock the entire football card experience, including accessing that cool web app that you just saw that tracks nothing but graded football card sales through eBay, plus a Discord server, backstage pass, weekly articles, monthly giveaways, the whole nine yards, check it out in the description below over at patreon.com/footballcards. Now back to the action. Mr. Irrelevant has become extremely relevant in both the NFL and now football cards in a battle against the greatest quarterback of all time. David took down Goliath once again. Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers curb stomp Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 35-7. With the win, the 49ers improved to 9-4 and stay atop the NFC West. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers fall to 6-7, but still somehow lead the NFC South.
What?
Purdy balled out in his first career start. The final pick of the 2022 draft finished with an outstanding 134 passer rating against the Buccaneers after completing 76% of his passes for 185 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Iowa State product also added a score on the ground. People are willing to pay $40 for his base Panini Chronicles Elite insert. This card is an insert within the Chronicles draft picks, projecting him in his college uniform with the college logo, but it does have that RC shield. These are selling like hotcakes right now for $40. What about this turn of the century that comes out of Elite, numbered out of 99, with that sticker auto selling for $775 in a buy it now? And if you were to consider eBay as a shelf for Brock Purdy cards, these shelves are being absolutely cleared between the auctions. This would be an ideal card that would have been sent to auction or just listed extremely high in a buy it now. Check out this gold mirror out of 25 selling for $300. Quick reminder, guys, you guys can go to tcdb.com, type in Brock Purdy, and it'll show you every single rookie card he has in existence. So he's got only a total of 183. This is a massive difference of thousands compared to first round draft capital. Guys like Kenny Pickett. And you can go through here and see that he's in Elite. He's in Immaculate Collegiate, National Treasures Collegiate. But some of his more base cards are going to be the Donruss Elite, the Donruss, the Panini Certified, Panini Black, another very nice set that he's in. All right, guys, light it up. Let me hear from you guys if you have made your fantasy football playoffs, whether it's best ball, seasonal, maybe you cashed out in daily fantasy. Let me know in the comment section below. Now back to the action. Number three, Christian McCaffrey, because he has dominated since he was traded to the 49ers. The former Panther ran for 119 yards and a touchdown against the Bucs with 71 yards coming after contact. Wouldn't be a CMC masterclass either without some receiving production, and he got two passes for 34 yards and a touchdown. Check out his little Elite Pen Pals, a black ink auto on card, $99.95 and a buy it now sold. Or last night, this light blue prism numbered out of 199 PSA 10 going for $300 authenticity guarantee. Number four, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. The Cincinnati Bengals took control of this game in the second quarter and beat the Cleveland Browns for the first time in six tries. Joe Burrow was dealing to Ja'Marr Chase against the Browns, connecting with him 10 times for 119 yards and a touchdown. Ja'Marr Chase became the second player in NFL history with more than 2,000 receiving yards and 20-plus receiving touchdowns at age 22 or younger. The other, none other than the great Randy Moss. Check out this Red Cracked Ice 2021 Prism, $59.99, sold in the buy it now. Or his Optic Downtown Rawls sold for $405 in a buy it now today. If we take a peek here at Joe Burrow's graded card market, you can see that his base cards that sell a ton on a monthly basis are up across the board, except for this base select here that's down just slightly at -2.5% at a trend of $46. But his base prism, like we talked about in the comparison, up to about 180. What about that base optic up to 140, 25% increase? Even his base select field level up to a trend of 110, that's a 23.48 increase. As he is firmly in that MVP race, 2020 Optic Holo PSA 10, a positive trend, $462, up 14.67%. They do look like the Bengals that made that late postseason run last year. Just have to monitor the health of Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. Stay tuned to the end as we talk more about that. Number five, Patrick Mahomes. 9 months ago, the Denver Broncos acquired Russell Wilson in a massive trade that included the Broncos sending the two first-round picks and two second-round picks to the Seattle Seahawks. The hope was that Wilson would deliver Denver its fourth Super Bowl title. Well, guys, after a 34-28 loss to the Chiefs, the Broncos fall to 3-10 and are officially eliminated from the playoff contention. Meanwhile, the Chiefs improved to 10-3, and Patrick Mahomes continues to amaze and wow people with some of these throws that he makes. This wasn't his best day as he had a couple interceptions, but he led the Chiefs to another win. And I haven't even heard of this card, this Vertex Air Supremacy insert, BGS9, that sold in the buy it now today for $250. Or what about his base optic? Going back to base cards, Patrick Mahomes base optic from 2017, rated rookie, sells for $1,000 in PSA 10 condition in a buy it now today. or the red yellow PSA 10 selling for $1,400 in auction today? What about the orange prism numbered out of 275? PSA 10 only has a population of 80, two sales in the past month, but we have a new high of $10,000 over the previous auction that was Tuesday, December 6th for $6,950. That would be a really sick quick flip. Rookie spotlight, Isaiah Pacheco continues to establish himself as the Chiefs' top running back. The seventh rounder from Rutgers ran for 70 yards on 13 carries, forcing four missed tackles along the way. The rookie added three catches for 23 yards as well. His Panini Instant printed out of only 266 from his first NFL touchdown against the Cardinals still sells for a couple hundred dollars in auction. Sunday night, $202. Another very popular card from Isaiah Pacheco is the Donruss Elite. Color match red out of $399, selling for $189 on Saturday. Number six. I think this may be the first time all season that Justin Herbert has made the top 10. After coming into the season incredibly hyped up, he's kind of slid down for the most part of the season. But the Chargers badly needed a win, and it was against the Miami Dolphins to stabilize their playoff odds. And they came up with the goods in a thrilling 23-17 victory on Sunday Night Football. And this was the Justin Herbert show in SoFi Stadium. He was as composed as can be, withstanding consistent pressure, hitting the quick underneath concepts accurately, and coming up with a big throw when needed. You could tell how much he enjoyed having Mike Williams and Keenan Allen healthy and on the field. Herbert completed 13 of 20 passes under pressure for 185 yards, and he didn't record a single turnover-worthy play for the game. And check out what his base Panini Chronicles Black Prism insert sells for, around $30. This is about $10 more than what the Jalen Hurts sells for. And what about his Optic Holo Raw that sells for $151 today in auction? This is again about $50 to $60 more than what the Jalen Hurts sells for right now. And that just goes to how much hype Herbert had coming into the season and going back to his rookie year. Number seven, Jared Goff. The Detroit Lions may be the hottest team in the NFC right now, and they showed why Vegas had faith in them before this game, because they beat the Vikings 34-23 at home. Jared Goff had an outstanding game for the Lions and carved up the Minnesota defense. He completed 27 of 39 attempts for 330 yards and three touchdowns. Jared Goff says he ain't nobody's bridge quarterback. He averaged 8.5 yards per attempt and had an adjusted completion rate of 90% on third down. And for comparison, check out his Optic Holo, but in PSA 10 condition, selling for only $70 in a buy now. But the precursor to price increases in the market is volume. And we are seeing a sharp increase in the sold volume of Jared Goff rookie card, particularly in the best offer accepted or in the buy it now categories, which is a very good indication that his prices are going up. So I checked out his graded card market, and in fact, his base Prism PSA 10 is up over 100%. 121% change to a new trend of $150. 103% change on the purple optic here, up to $100. So I'm continuing to see these positive trends on the major cards from Jared Goff. And, you know, it's got to shout out DJ Chark, who had the monster day yesterday. And Jameson Williams, expanded role, gets a touchdown, 41-yard touchdown, wide open. We're seeing sales volume increase for him. The sales prices will surely follow shortly behind because he's a rookie. And now the Lions have a clear path where they could potentially make the playoffs, and we'll talk about that path more this week. Number eight, Tony Pollard, a familiar face on the top 10 this year in the past several weeks. And this wasn't a pretty game for a number of reasons, as this was really shaky Dak Prescott performance that included three interceptions, but the run game delivered again, and a win is a win. The Dallas Cowboys are now winners of four straight games, staying within striking distance of the Philadelphia Eagles for the NFC East crown following 27-23 win over the Houston Texans. Tony Pollard, though, 10 for 42 and one touchdown on the ground. That's 4.2 yards per carry, once again, more efficient than Ezekiel Elliott, and adds on four receptions for 20 yards and another touchdown through the air. His prices continue to go up. check out the Silver Prism Rookie Ticket Auto, now $85 in a Buy It Now. Or what about his Prism Draft Picks Silver Autographed, $60 in PSA 9 condition. So roughly the same as a raw card, somewhere around there. Very impressive sale. I also sold another one of my own Tony Pollard cards yesterday. It was a field level silver prism. Nice little transaction. So you could see not only the volume has gone up for Tony Pollard the last few weeks, but now the prices are starting to climb significantly for Tony Pollard. And he's extremely hyped up. Number 9. Coming into this week, the Jacksonville Jaguars had just a 3% chance to win the AFC South as per PFF's rest of the season simulation. That jumps to just north of 10% following a win over the Tennessee Titans, with another potentially significant rematch slated for Week 18. It's still a long shot, guys, but a couple of missteps from Tennessee against Los Angeles or Dallas could pave the way for a late season comeback for Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence gets a considerable hype boost after this game, after he absolutely goes off with Evan Ingram, posting a career-high 162-yard receiving game with the first multi-touchdown game of his career and a massive performance. Ingram was the focal point of the Jacksonville offense, targeted on a game-high 15 of his 35 routes. That's 43% target share, and it didn't matter who was in coverage. Ingram recorded a catch against 7 different defenders on initial review. It was the kind of breakout performance Jacksonville had been hoping for after signing the talented former first-round draft pick from the Giants in free agency this past offseason. Check out this rookie ticket auto base from Optic Contenders here. Sold for $500 today in auction with Trevor Lawrence. Picking up some steam these last couple weeks as, the former number one overall pick from last year. Definitely making some noise here late in the season. Zay Jones, another monster performance from him as well. And last but not least, number 10, J.K. Dobbins, finally back. I'll pat myself on the back for this one. I knew he was going to explode onto the scene once he got healthy. Wrote him up in an Auction Sniper article a couple weeks ago. Baltimore Ravens, though, left Pittsburgh in week 14 with a 16-14 win, playing bully ball, guys. You got to monitor Tyler Huntley injury. You got to monitor Kenny Pickett's injury. Mitch Trubisky stepped in, threw 3 interceptions in relief of Pickett after leaving the game with a concussion. But Dobbins' return provided a major spark to the Ravens' rushing attack, with a former Ohio State standout, the source of all the yards on their only touchdown drive of the game. Dobbins carried the ball 15 times for 120 yards. 49 of those yards coming after contact. Meanwhile, Gus Edwards was able to cause some problems in the reserve role with 49 of his 66 yards coming after contact. Gus the bus. Check out this 2020 Lead Trinity. 1 out of 5. College uniform, guys, but got the autograph selling for $50. 1 out of 1. 220 from XR. Got the NFL Shield patch in there. Got the RC Shield sticker auto selling for $155. Best offer accepted. And that is the precursor to the increases in prices going up. Volume, volume, volume. First, there must be sales volume, and then there will be increased sales prices. So you see a tremendous amount of sold volume here for Evan Ingram, just like you see a tremendous amount of sold volume here from J.K. Dobbins since the game yesterday, and that will lead to price increases throughout the week. And if he can continue this run of performances and the Baltimore Ravens make the playoffs through a wild card spot, then, all of a sudden, his values continue to go up if he can remain somewhat of the focal point and contribute performances like that. Other major takeaways. Can my home team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, please get their shit together? Who's going to make the playoffs from the NFC South, man? I'm looking at this, looking at all these schedules. Steve and I will chop it up later this week, but it's just really terrible situation. Not what I wanted to show you. That is what my daughter is currently into. Word search. Jared Goff's last 5 games. 69% completion. 1,300 passing yards. 8 touchdowns. 107 average passer rating. Let's go. Who I wanted to talk about was Donovan Peoples-Jones, man, he is going to be going up. Whoops. Donovan Peoples-Jones is going to be going up here. Look at his snap rate usage. He had a monster game this past week, even though we didn't see a whole lot more out of Deshaun Watson. Donovan Peoples-Jones, snap rate going up. Very explosive. 99th percentile explosive rate in Donovan Peoples-Jones, or burst score is what I mean to say. So definitely a guy you want to have your radars on there. Also, monitor the injury status of T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. If both these guys are going to miss time, then all of a sudden, Trent Irwin becomes very interesting. You can see the snap rate increase here from Trent Irwin up to about 90% this past week. Also puts up a solid game in the absence of those two guys. So if those two guys continue to miss time, look for Trent Irwin to continue to put up big numbers. The role for Achigawim Okonkwo, oh dude, I'm probably butchering his name because I forgot how to say his name. His last name is said Okonkwo. He's the rookie tight end here for the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, hey, Titans are still the favorites, even though Jacksonville's a long shot to make the playoffs. So definitely look at his rookie cards, because he's definitely seeing a volume increase. Monitor the health status of Debo Samuel. He got a nasty hit in that game. So we got definitely have some injuries to monitor throughout this week, including looking at where the status is of Kenneth Walker, including and a couple others just slipping my mind right now. But Marlon Mack had a nice run there for the Broncos yesterday. I'm sure some people, you know, Denver does have a big market, big fan base. So a lot of people watch those games. They want their team to be good. It's just a historically terrible, terrible trade. I think you could still buy Evan Ingram at his prices. And we've got a lot of stuff to dig into as we get really close to the playoffs here, and teams are starting to clinch or be ultimately eliminated. Steve and I are going to dig into all of that. Plus, I'll be on with Carter tomorrow, so stay tuned for all the videos upcoming on the Quest this week. Can't wait, guys. I will see you there. Peace.